Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
You control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number. You can call in with whatever's on your mind, 603-283-6160. And I would like to thank Damian Williams for being a silver level amplifier with us. That means that Damian is giving to the amplifier program to help us to advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live and just get the message out there about Liberty, and we appreciate that so much. If you'd like to learn more and join Damian, you can go to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And thank you so much again to Damian. We really appreciate everyone who's an amplifier. We appreciate you guys' support. amps.freetalklive.com. And with you on Free Talk Live tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Jay.
And me, Mark Edge, coming to you live, remote, from Florida.
So, in the last segment, Jay had just...
Can anybody tell the difference in my audio, by the way?
Actually, it does sound... I think it sounds great.
Yeah, I think it sounds better.
Good.
So, in the last segment, Jay was saying that he lost 65 pounds?
Like 55 pounds, yeah.
55 pounds with a special diet, and we wanted to know more about that.
So, it's real simple. Stay away from all government-subsidized foods. So everything that is subsidized is pretty much listed on the food pyramid. That is, you know, the Grain Growers Association, especially the big part. So they want you to, like, oh, eat lots of grains. You know, you remember that thing they, I don't know, when I was in high school
like,
in
the
90s.
The biggest part of the pyramid, yeah.
Right, is grain. So pretty much all
Cheerios.
Your...
Well, I mean, who would argue that Cheerios aren't good for you?
I would. So they're not, because they're loaded with glyphosate. I just read a report that some thing at Dunkin' Donuts, a muffin or a bagel or something, or a donut maybe it was, had like 500 part per million of glyphosate in it. Glyphosate is the mineral inhibitor that kills weeds. It's actually the mineral inhibitor that's making Americans fat. 80% of American men are overweight. I heard that today. Half of American men are obese. It's a huge epidemic. Anyways.
Mine isn't.
but anyways, so everything that's government subsidized is real simple. It's all the stuff that's going to be at all your fast food stores, all your convenience stores, all the stuff in packages is prepackaged. So, for example, you're basically only going to be eating whole foods, pretty much. So, like a steak, or like some you know, leafy green.
Beef is subsidized, surely.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
so yes, most beef is subsidized. Most beef is. Now, when you go buy beef from
and pork and chicken.
Yep. Most of your meat is subsidized from the grocery store. There is a subsidy with it. So. But the organic stuff, or like the grass-fed organic, is not going to be subsidized. But the problem is you can't trust these labels. Now, at the time I was living in Colorado. I was working on my stepfather's farm, and basically what I was eating was like eggs from our chickens, spinach from the store. I did eat some bread, but the bread I ate was Ezekiel bread. And Ezekiel bread doesn't have any seed oils in it.
Yeah, it's sprouted grains.
And it's in the freezer section at your grocery store. That is definitely not government subsidized, because it's like $7 a loaf. Not $2 a loaf like your Wonder Bread, which is all garbage.
But Jesus likes it better.
So
it's good.
Yeah, it's good. Well, I guess the idea with Ezekiel, Brett, is the Ezekiel passage is something like, you know, eating, you know, clean foods or something. And I read it, but I can't remember what it is now. But anyways, so what I would do is I would eat protein and fat for my breakfast. And at that time, I was getting up first thing in the morning and eating. I wasn't really doing any fasting. So I'd eat, like, you know, four eggs with, you know, a good chunk of butter cooked in it. And I would cook in some spinach and some kale that was from the garden or from the store. I was also would eat, like, some organic yogurt. I would eat, like, eat apples, pears, and I would basically eat, you know, just, I don't know, a half a pound or a pound of hamburger at night or in the evening for dinner.
This is grass-fed hamburger.
Actually, no. It wasn't grass-fed. It was from my stepfather's dairy cows. It was what we had in the freezer. Okay. So those cows were eating, you know, all the Roundup Ready feed. Well, but the biggest thing is I wasn't eating grains and seed oils is really what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. So anything that has any kind of seed oil in it, cottonseed, canola, anything that has palm oil, anything that has any ingredient sugar. So sugar is from sugar beets that are very heavily government subsidized. Hmm. Wheat is very heavily government subsidized.
Beets are subsidized?
Beets, sugar beets are definitely subsidized. Absolutely.
I would have never guessed.
You can get coconut sugar instead.
Right. And then cane sugar is also, there's a big subsidy on cane sugar. That's why the
price. Yeah, and protected by tariffs like nobody's business. Yeah.
On our honeymoon, my wife and I, we did a excursion on St. Kitts. And it was there's a rainforest in St. Kitts in the Caribbean, and it goes, and that was pretty cool. But St. Kitts, like up until 1975, was like their economy was sugar. Like they can grow sugar cane really well there, and they got good, nice ports to ship it out all over the world. And basically in the 1970s, sugar was like $400 to $500 a ton for the finished product, and now it's like under $100 a ton. For the finished product, because of essentially the U.S. and the U.S., you know, just with their subsidies on sugar, just pushing the price of sugar down.
Mm.
So if it says sugar, if it says cane sugar, which is cane sugar, is just it's sugar cane. I mean, mm-hmm. it's going to make you fat. And even maple syrup is pretty heavily subsidized, too, especially if you're getting Canadian maple syrup.
Hmm.
There's a whole maple syrup cartel in Canada. In fact, if you're a farmer in Canada, if you have maple trees, you don't own them. The province of Quebec owns those maple trees.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's a whole documentary called Rotted. It was on Netflix I watched years ago, and there was a whole thing about the maple syrup cartel.
Even if it's on just your property at your house?
Yep.
Whoa.
Yep.
That's gross.
Well, I mean, you know, they were loyalists. They didn't want to be part of the revolution again, you know, and get away from, you know, the crown. So anyways, I just basically there's just limited things that you can eat. So you can't walk into a gas station and really get anything. I mean, there are some beef jerky like type things you can buy that aren't government subsidized, but almost all of them have like high fructose corn syrup in it, brown sugar in it. You know,
I guess you can get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I mean, coffee's I was drinking coffee back then. In fact, I was doing bulletproof coffee, you know, which is
just with butter in it.
Butter,
yeah, coffee with butter in it, yep.
And coconut oil. Or back then, I was using MCT oil. Now MCT oil has gotten really crazy in price.
Oh, really?
And now some MCT oil is made with palm oil.
Palm oil, yeah.
But
that's something problem I heard with it.
Fractionated coconut oil is like the ultimate thing you want, but the thing is, I wasn't eating any junk food. I wasn't drinking any sugar. I was basically only drinking water, coffee, and, you know, just eating, you know, leafy greens. And I was eating some small grains, like I would do some buckwheat kind of things, or even oatmeal I would do occasionally. But, you know, it wasn't Quaker oats. You know, it's definitely the government-subsidized stuff. If it's organic oats, you know, that's not government subsidized because there is no subsidy for organic food.
So it's basically a cutout snacking, right? Like you couldn't stop off at a convenience store and buy any stuff. And your whole diet plan was to avoid government subsidized food.
Yes.
Now, I had I quit smoking in 2009. Here's the reason. It's another strange reason, just like you, Jay. is I decided that I wasn't, they were going to tax cigars, Obama's new, you know, give money to the hospitalized kids was going to tax people who smoked cigars and roll your own cigarettes, because they'd already taxed the heck out of cigarettes themselves, and they were going to go after this other market. And I decided money's fungible, so any dollar I give to the government is a dollar they're going to use to put a bullet in the gun and, you know, shoot kids in foreign countries with them.
That's right.
And I'm just not going to do it. So I gave up smoking at that time. I used Chantix. This was just a little before the whole vaporizing thing. I probably would have done vaporizing to quit.
Well,
but
probably good you didn't. They're bad too.
I'm not saying they're good, but it's probably better than smoking combusted tobacco.
I don't know. You don't even know what's in there.
Yeah. Either way, this is not medical advice. This is just some kook who quit smoking. So I quit smoking because I basically did not. I used this belief, this closely held belief, that the government uses my money to hurt people half a globe away. And I'm not going to give them that. And so that's what I referenced every time my mind said, bah, I sure would like to smoke a cigar. And I just quit basically based on this. And I think that you did something similar, Jay, as you like, you used your philosophy, your belief system, and parlayed it into weight loss, essentially. Is that a restatement?
Yep. Yep, that's a statement, because everything the government subsidizes is to make you a pharmaceutical customer for life, is to make you weak, is to make it so you're dependent on the state. They do not want a society to exist that can live without government, that can be without government. It's another thing with this whole, you know, child chopping, child mutilation stuff that these, you know, wackadoos, mentally ill people on the left are pushing for so hard. You start getting some young kid or an individual of any age on, you know, puberty messer uppers, hormone whatevers that they're, you know, giving them. I don't know really what these things are called. But they are a pharmaceutical customer for life. Mm. They need that hormone for the rest of their life. So the idea of what everything the government is pushing, everything they're doing from the public schools, from the medical system, from the food industry, is to make you dependent on, you know, some corporate entity somewhere, somehow. So where if you're just trying, and now what I'm trying to do, really trying to do here, is just try to, you know, eat off of our own land. And in the summertime, we pretty much almost do that. You know, my wife was like, man, I can't wait until, like, stuff starts growing again because, you know, the grocery bill goes to, you know, almost nothing. Like, the only thing that we really buy is, like, grass-fed, you know, butter from grass-fed cows and some, you know, maybe some raw milk from a local dairy, some ice cream that we buy from a local outfit that makes ice cream, Isley Farm and Ware, and not much, maybe some avocados and oranges and apples we'll buy. But even the apples, we're just going to start trading with people. We got, you know, buddies now that, you know, got apple orchards going. And
yeah, you can grow apples up here. Maybe not.
The apples grow well, yeah.
Oranges and avocados.
So I've got a funny story about prescriptions. During, you know, I had COVID and it hurt my brain somehow. And I was getting these migraine headaches. I'd never had headaches before. But I was getting these headaches, and one of the pills that the, you know, doctor prescribed me, and it seemed to work, was this beta blocker. And it was basically for blood pressure, but they also used it for migraines. So if I took this thing twice a day, I wouldn't get migraines. But turns out beta blockers have, addictive is a strong word, but you develop a dependency on them. And if you don't take them, you get, wait for it, headaches. So the pill that stops the headaches causes the headaches when you stop.
Hmm. That's really stupid.
Yeah, so I've been weaning myself off of those slowly, but I've still had a couple of headaches while I've been doing it. I believe I got cured from my COVID problems by doing hyperbaric oxygen therapy.
Nice. You like 100% from your brain problems?
I I feel like the damaged hard drive is still damaged wherever it was. So if I need to rebuild memories in a particular area, then that's what I have to do. But by and large, yeah, I mean, I feel 100%.
I started doing Zyrtec again because I need antihistamine. I'm not gonna deal with having allergies and just hope that honey fixes it, because it doesn't. So I went back on Zyrtec, but I noticed that it has a whole bunch of like inactive ingredients. So I looked some of those up, and some of them are so bad. I don't even remember what they are off the top of my head, but they're like bad for the gut and the brain. So I'm not gonna take that anymore, and I'm just gonna find like not brand name, whatever you call that. I can't remember the word for not brand name.
Generic?
Generic, whatever it is that Zyrtec is, instead of just taking Zyrtec itself, because it's like, I don't know, the outside of it apparently is made of all this crap that's like totally unnecessary. So I'm just going to start taking whatever the generic thing is. But I don't know. I feel like I should finish my bottle of Zyrtec because that stuff is expensive. But then again, I'm like, am I damaging my brain? Well, somebody...
Well, as young as you are, you can damage whatever you want and it'll grow back, is the answer.
Hmm. Well,
so I'd take them if I paid for them.
You always think I'm way younger than I am, so I don't know.
Well, you're under 30.
Yeah, that's true. And always will be. Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Sarah, what's on your mind?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry you start talking about allergies.
Yeah.
I think Albuquerque, do you guys have allergies where you live because it's springtime?
I don't know why I have allergies. I had it in the middle of the stupid winter here. I have no clue. But when I take antihistamines, I feel better. I feel like I can breathe. I don't feel like I'm blowing my nose constantly. So I don't really know why I have allergies. And I've lived in multiple different states where I had it. So I don't know which thing I'm allergic to. I haven't gotten tested. I guess that's a thing you can do, but I haven't. Why, Sarah?
Oh, that is bizarre, but because Albuquerque was ranked like the worst place for allergies. And they were ranking other places. They counted it by how many people were buying that Zyrtec, or you're talking about medications. Mm-hmm. But over here, it's just that they, people don't have money to have, you can't base it on how much medication you sell, because people have allergies, they don't have money to buy it. But I don't know, but we were finally ranked like the worst place for allergy, and I got really
I'm really
allergy.
Surprised at that, Sarah.
Me too.
My thought process is that Albuquerque is sort of an arid place. I could be wrong on this. That means it doesn't rain much. If it doesn't rain much, it doesn't seem like there'd be a lot of flowering trees and pollen in the air. And if there's not a lot of pollen in the air, that allergies wouldn't be an issue. Can you explain to me why Albuquerque is the number one place for allergies?
Well, Sarah, does Albuquerque have sagebrush or tumbleweeds?
Well, Sarah also believes Albuquerque's number one for traffic deaths,
yeah.
You know, alcoholism.
She says it's number one for, thinking the same thing.
A whole bunch of things. But yeah, there's it's a desert out there.
Is there tumbleweeds called sagebrush, Sarah?
Well, I was wondering about, too, it's like what's causing all these allergies. It's because they planted a whole bunch of plants like cottonwood, juniper, that's not native to this climate.
Hmm.
So what happens is that we have all these warm weather, and they produce pollens like all year round, almost except the winter time. Only time we don't have allergies is like November through like February. Once it starts like March, we start getting allergies. They planted a whole bunch of trees that's not native, and they even try to have people chop their mulberry tree down, and they refuse to chop them down because the allergies were so horrible, and people were coughing so bad they wind up in hospitals because they get it into their lungs. So we were ranked number one. I don't know how they detect that. It's like the people that come into the hospital get prescription medications, and I even talked to one guy that he gets, the doctor has to prescribe him steroids, inhalations for his nose, like a steroid. And mm-hmm. I even got a cortisone shot in my butt for 1 year to help my allergies. And I was thinking, you get your allergies in the middle of winter. I mean, that's peculiar. You live in New Hampshire. I mean, what is that about? I mean, usually they get it in the springtime, you know?
Yeah, I didn't have like I wasn't sick at all, but during this winter, I just noticed it was like constantly, like I was blowing my nose, like no other symptoms. And then I went on Zyrtec and I'm completely healed. So I don't know if that literally means I have allergies or.
Another allergy issue, another allergy, you know, a sort of exciter is the vaccines.
Hmm.
So this.
I didn't get vaccinated.
This doctor up in Washington State that Ernie Hancock talks about all the time. Basically did a whole study. He's a sort of a holistic doctor, a pediatrician, and he's one of these guys that didn't push vaccines at all, and he got a bunch of people in his clinic that didn't vaccinate, and he had 30 years of data that he basically put together, and the more vaccinated you are, the more doctor visits you have, and the more insurance money gets paid to the hospitals and the doctors because you have more doctor visits. Also, there is there's studies out there where the vaccinated kids, especially with the MMR vaccine, but basically the kids that are up to date on a childhood vaccine schedule are 36 more times likely to have allergies. And I have no allergies, and I got one tetanus shot when I was like 14 years old.
I got like a few vaccines, and before I was even like 1 year old, my mom was like, oh, I'm not giving my kids vaccines anymore. So I didn't get very many vaccines. I had regular chickenpox themselves. I didn't get very many vaccines. So I don't know. I didn't get the vaccine as in the COVID one either. Maybe there's another thing that it could be is like dust in the house. I don't know. We have a bunch of computers and people in our house.
I was gonna say, you know what helps with the allergies? We finally got those pink soft lamp rooms, those rooms that have bricks and stuff like that. They have a couple of these open now where you could go get like a relief out of these salt rooms. I don't know if they have them in where you live, Keynes or something, the New Hampshire.
Yeah.
But at least you could get some kind of relief for about 30 minutes.
Wow, so a salt lamp room. That's pretty cool.
I've been into it, and then it's like they got bricks that are the walls are lined with it, and they put salt on the floor, and they have light coming through it, and it actually ionizes the air.
Wow, so I have a salt lamp, that died here in the studio. Maybe it's light bulb died. Maybe I need to put its light bulb back in, and maybe it'll help me again, because it died a couple months ago, and maybe that coincides with my thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a light. And then, you know what, you might have to, for that square footage, you might have to get maybe two or three to really fill it. I don't know how one would work for 300 square feet. So for that room, you might, if you have two or three of them, that'll work better.
Yeah, I actually have another one upstairs. Ian made me get rid of one because he said I didn't need three salt lamps. Thank you for the call, Sarah. We appreciate the call. 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to call in. 603.
You don't need that kind of negativity in your life, Bonnie.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. I just gave it to Nikki, and Matt was mad that she had another rock. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. Don't go anywhere.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. Next month, the House will send the impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate. Last month, House Republicans impeached Mayorkas over his management of the U.S.-Mexico border situation. Given the Democratic majority in the Senate, Mayorkas is not expected to be convicted. Former President Trump attended the wake of police officer Jonathan Diller in New York Thursday. The family extended an invitation to the former president to attend the wake on Long Island for the 31-year-old officer who was killed on Monday during a traffic stop in Queens. A federal judge Thursday sentenced Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison for his leading role in one of the largest financial scandals in American history. Caps the stunning fall of the former cryptocurrency magnate and one-time Washington mega donor. The judge handing down the sentence almost 5 months after a jury found Bankman-Fried guilty of orchestrating a massive fraud. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by ForkFest, happening June 13th through the 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, so there is no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. And with you on the show tonight on Free Talk Live tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Jay.
And Mark coming to you remote from Florida.
And so one thing that Jay wanted to talk about tonight was something that we've brought up in the last few weeks, but there are updates happening all the time because it's an ongoing investigation, I guess you call it, an ongoing committee.
Yep.
And so what has been going on in the committee to investigate DCYF, which is the Child Protective Services of New Hampshire?
So there was a meeting last Monday, and if you go on to my X profile, which is J Noon Man Camp. Right at the top of the page there, I have the committee hearing. You can click on it and check it out by YouTube. You want to go to 2 hours and 14 minutes. The first hour is just a blue screen of nothing. But anyways, it started off with Leah Cushman, who was removed from the committee because the Speaker of the House, Sherman Packard, you know, is quite obviously, you know, wanting to protect the interests of the state of New Hampshire, and Leo wanted requesting that people testify under oath, and it's very important that people testify under oath to these committees, because otherwise your testimony doesn't mean crap. It is useless.
Now, Cushman is a rep, and she was kicked out of the committee by another rep?
Yeah, by the Speaker of the House, Sherman Packard, and we need to get rid of this guy.
Now, is he a Republican or a Democrat?
Yes, he is. He's a Republican, but he acts like a Democrat. And he's an establishment Republican. So I was talking to one of the guys who's a member of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and he's like, well, that's a double-edged sword if we get rid of him, because he's a Republican. We might get a Democrat in there. I'm like, I can't tell the difference between establishment Republicans and Democrats. I mean, for things that actually really matter, there is no difference. They're like authoritarian, more taxes, you know, less accountability. They just all they care about is, you know, their own thing. And I mean, so, and the thing is, I just think that there's so much dirt on everybody, especially with all the data mining. You know, I'm convinced Google knows who pedophiles are before the pedophiles even realize they're pedophiles. Just like Google knows, you know, Amazon knows based on your Amazon search that you're pregnant before the woman knows she's pregnant. Like,
yeah.
That's been happening. Anyways, the latest committee hearing was this past Monday, and which would be March 25th, and it was scary. A woman actually gets up there and testifies how her ex-boyfriend, her ex-partner, worked at the youth detention center and was drugging her and having relations with her children. And this woman, like, just broke out crying and had to, like, just leave. She was like, I'm so embarrassed. And I went out in the hallway and listened to her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a chance to talk to her there because some other people were talking with her. But, like, there's, like, a lot of occultist kind of behavior going on in these institutions.
Freakery, like, stuff you wouldn't expect, like, the average Joe to be into.
The average Joe isn't into it.
Mm-hmm.
It is psychopaths that are into it. It is predators that are into it. And places like youth detention centers are just a magnet to these psychopathic predators because they get qualified immunity. They're part of these, you know, labor unions that, like, go fight tooth and nail to protect this. And the evil people of the world constantly want to harvest the essence of the children. What's that movie called? I think it's called The Labyrinth. Have you seen that? Where the Xexies, I think they're called. They're like the evil people who, like, you know, extract the essence using this crystal out of the children so they can live. It's basically, you know, very much what DCYF is
doing. The David Bowie movie, Labyrinth?
I believe so. Yep.
Yeah, I've never seen it, but...
Well, I noticed a date... I think it's called The Labyrinth. It's a very old movie, and I've watched it, like, 2 years ago. It was the only time
I bet most people know what we're talking about, but I just never have seen it. My mom likes the movie, so I'm pretty sure it's called Labyrinth.
Yeah. Well, that's essentially what, you know, the evil people of the world, the people who believe in Satan and all his occult worship stuff and these kind of things. Another guy that really covers this for years now is a guy named Mark Passio.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen his work. I don't know what the DCYF is up to. But what I can say is there's been many stories of people who have had their kids taken for what appear to be pretty minor incidents by the, you know, mainstream media reporting these shows. I mean, these aren't just some crack addicts saying, hey, maybe this happened or that happened. No, I mean, these are, you know, this is journalists that are saying this stuff at the very least, and that the kid ends up dead or raped or
Harmony,
you know.
Montgomery, the little girl, 5 years old, ends up dead. She was taken away from her mother and given to her father, who's like a known, like, drug dealer and, like, bad dude.
Hmm.
I mean, just the guy's got all of the, like, classic, you know, I'm not good, you know, my daughter brings home a guy like that, they're not going to find him. You know, all face tattooed, like a gangster and everything, you know?
Some of them are, you know, foster people that are vetted by the state. And there's all kinds of stories. The best I can tell is that in 99% of the cases, the kid would have been better off with their parents. Are their parents good? No. Is separating a kid from its parents good? No. It's pretty darn terrible.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know some good people who work within the foster system. I've met some of them, and I believe strongly they're trying to do their very best. But at the same time, you know, those people get used and abused by the system also. I know people who've left the foster system because the state puts people in their homes who at 18 won't move out. And then what do you do?
I've been talking with six or seven people that are current foster parents that have all kinds of grievances against DCYF and all kinds of issues, and they are terrified to come speak at a public hearing about this because they believe that they will be heavily targeted by DCYF.
Hmm.
But the thing, so in this hearing, you should really watch this hearing. There was another hearing also that was, I believe, on March 4th. And if you actually click on this YouTube channel and then just highlight House Special Committee on a Division for Children, Youth, and Families, and then, you know, copy and paste that into the YouTube search, you'll find the other one from March 4th. And you start listening to these hearings, and so some of the common themes are what they're saying is that these social workers in DCYF, they don't have families. They're not parents. They're not biological parents. They don't have improper training. They have very little training. In fact, New Hampshire DCYF has the highest turnover rate of all the divisions in the state of New Hampshire. Is the highest turnover rate because most people are actually really grossed out by what goes on there and they can't tolerate it. And then the ones who stay in the system and just go along to get along or are part of the, you know, diabolical, evil things that they're doing,
mm-hmm.
Just stay there. So, and then the other thing, too, is you have this Child Family Leave Act of 1996 or 97, which Jeffrey Epstein's really good friend, Billy Clinton, you know, who's a known rapist and, you know, a known pedophile. He's all kinds of all kinds of things brought up against him. There was scandals of him going way back. You know, there's a whole, you know, Clinton kill list. There's a book out there all about that. And anyways, they passed this Child Safety Adoption Act, and it gives tons of money from the Social Security Administration to judges, prosecutors, lawyers that work for the state, family court judges in the form of their pension funds. Also, one of the guys told me after this committee hearing, one of the people said that part of this Title IV D money, there's 10% of it that 66% goes to the judicial pension fund. This is when child support is paid, and 10% goes to an administrator, and they can't figure out who the administrator is in New Hampshire that's getting millions of dollars every year.
What?
They won't tell them who the administrator is, and then this guy is like, I've done public records requests, and he can't find out. So you should really watch these videos. Leah Cushman in the beginning does her testimony, and she was one who was kicked off the committee about, you know, essentially due process of law, and that family court is and DCYF are operating in an unconstitutional way. And then I testify in this, some other people who have been damaged. But the thing is, the other common thing with DCYF we're hearing in these testimonies is that DCYF is not going and dealing with kids that have actual real issues. There are so many reports of where people, they're like, oh, well, we called DCYF. The school notified DCYF. The police notified DCYF. This kid smells like urine. Mm-hmm. The kid's reporting to the bus driver he's hungry because he hasn't ate anything, you know, all weekend at home because there's no food at home because mom and dad are crackheads or mom's mm-hmm. just a crackhead. And there's a lot of that going on. And they're just not interested in these troubled, destroyed kids because they're really, really difficult in the adoption program. Nobody wants to adopt a 14-year-old boy or girl that has been traumatized and abused, because what happens is when they start adopting these teenage girls who have been put through the ringer, the teenage girls just cry rape, whether it happens or not. And then these, you know, foster parents, you know, don't want to deal with it, or they, you know, start, you know, making up, you know, things about foster parents. It really goes all different directions. The system is a wreck. And a lot of the way that these kids are getting really traumatized, well, is by DCYF getting involved in their life. But you have, so we know the government is making sure that drugs are on the streets. They're doing this, you know, Health and Human Services is making sure there's drug You know, we have all these drug encampments in all these big cities because all the people doing the drugs are on welfare. Prove me wrong if you want. But all the people who are overdosing that the EMTs I talk to, they have an EBT card. They have some kind of welfare. They're on disability. They're on Social Security, whatever, something. They're getting some kind of free feed from the state so they don't have to work. They can just be career drug addicts. So this is creating really degrading culture because now you're having, and then there's a whole agenda to separate families and make sure that children aren't living with their moms and dads. And and the social workers aren't competent. I wish I could give a little better brief on, you know, this, these committee sessions, but please go to my Twitter profile, J Noon Man Camp, that's J-A-Y-N-O-O-N-E, and check out and listen to this video. Just listen to it or watch it, you know, whatever you want. And there is an agenda here that the Democrats, and I want to say the radical mental ill Democrats especially, because a lot of these old school Democrats I talk to, like people in their 60s and 70s are like, no, this stuff is all wrong that these radical guys are doing. I can't believe how many Democrats voted for Biden that I personally know that have been lifelong Democrats are like, no, I'm definitely voting for Trump because Biden is just, you know, just so demented and evil. But, the whole culture of the people working for DCYF, they're all, you know, most of them are of the woke.
Yeah.
They're definitely woke mental illness they're suffering from.
Me and my sister were just talking today about the people that work at the library because we went to the library today. And unfortunately, I had to go to this one girl to check out. I guess it was a girl. This like big blob with blue short hair and a mask on and check out my books. And we were just talking about how we get this vibe from those leftist types with the mask on that they're really judgy and rude.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I don't know, I was talking with Colin about it, who was also on the show, and he was saying, like, what do you think those things think when they're looking at you? Like, they're probably not jealous of me, like a girl who wants to be pretty and, like, small and fun and cute. They're probably thinking, like, oh, poor her. She is like, that's just what I think. Like, she doesn't have blue short hair. She doesn't have a mask on. She's misled.
Yeah,
that's
probably
what they're thinking. They're just so messed up.
I appreciate that these mentally ill libtards, I like to refer to them as, I think is a great way to put it, dye their hair colors because that is just a warning in nature to stay away. I dealt with a libtard, an actual libtard this morning at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to...
tell that story.
I was talking to a four-year-old boy and his mom next to me. I was telling about homeschool co-op and all the things we do, and she's like, oh, that's awesome. I want to do that. And then the kid goes, I'm going to the dentist. And I'm like, well, don't let him put any fluoride in your teeth or your body. You know, that's a neurotoxin. And the mom's like, yeah, we don't do fluoride. And we exchange phone numbers. It was pretty cool. They're going to, collaborate with us on some stuff. And then another guy starts asking me about being a farmer. And he asked me if I like Trump. And I said, I don't like, you know, anybody who's going to, you know, in that position of authority. Trump is, you know, he's just, I have no, I'm not into Trump. I'm a libertarian, I tell him. And I said, and he goes, so who do you think's going to win the election? I go, well, I hope Biden wins the election. Because the American people need four more years of Biden so they understand what socialism and communism is. They haven't really had a taste of it yet, right? And I really think that it needs to get so bad that everything collapses so that these libtards, the parasite class, you know, all these people who work in government and for government-subsidized institutions that would have no value in the real-world marketplace die off. Or at least get to the point to where they're like, oh, I actually have to do something and be useful and be valuable and be nice to my neighbors. Because we have just a lot of, you know, people that have essentially no value except for their government job. I mean, look at the people that work at the DMV and the people that, like, you know, just like you said, the girl at the library who is just, you know, like, probably upset that she even has to go to work. And you see all these, you know.
She obviously looked like she's upset she had to move.
Yeah. And so like, the culture of, and this is, you know, sort of what living on top of yourself in cities for generation has done. Just like Thomas Jefferson predicted, you know, a couple hundred years ago.
So that lady got mad that you were talking about socialism.
Yeah, oh yeah. She got all upset. She's like, well, you're going to have to stop. I can't eat my food anymore. And then as soon as I said, oh, okay. So I just talked to the guy about, you know, something more neutral. And I also have a voice that carries so other people hear it. But I was hoping,
you sure do.
I was hoping she was going to give me a hard time or say something to me. And I was going to say, well, then you'll have to excuse me for triggering your mental illness. And if you want to identify if whether or not someone has a mental illness, just ask them point out that they have a mental illness, and they'll throw a coffee cup or something at you quite likely. You know, be prepared to deflect it or whatever, or be prepared for them to jump on top of you. And I'm actually, I had to go somewhere where I couldn't carry my arm, you know, my gun this morning, so I didn't have it on me. So I'm actually a lot more into antagonizing these people when I'm not armed because, if they come at me, I can just, you know, punch them back or something. But the problem is when you you got to be very careful what you say to these libtards that have mental illnesses because their brains have been rewired by the algorithm, you know, so their frontal lobe is quite likely, if they've been using internet devices most of their life or at least their pre-6-year-old years, and she could have been, she was young, the frontal lobe is wired to the rage part of the brain, you know, the amygdala. So if you start pissing them off a little bit, they want to attack you. And you can't be inciting people when you carry a sidearm, because if they come at you, you have to shoot them. It's really the bottom line.
We do have a caller on the line, unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, this is Eric from California, and
what's on your mind, Eric?
The only part of the show I've heard so far is the last few minutes while I was on hold, because I just got a random thought in my head to call in because in the past few, because you guys are on from 4 to 7 where I am, and it doesn't work with my work schedule, so I usually listen the next day. But I had a thought recently. I was like, you know what? I thought Jay Noon said before that he had a podcast or something. So I tried to look it up online, and you're kind of hard to find online, actually.
So I do have a website. I do not have a podcast. I have done many podcasts, what I need to do is just put basically links to podcasts I've done on my website. My website is jnoone.com. That's JAYNOONE.com. Down the bottom of the page are some donate links if you want to donate some cryptocurrency to me. There's a little blurb on there about ManCamp that's pretty old. I'm like real busy. I don't have a lot of time to like mess around with this website stuff, and I'm not good at it. But if you go on my Twitter page, you can see there's a podcast that I did at Anarchapulco with Curtis Stone, Tim Pichot, and myself. It's about an hour and 20 minutes long. If you scroll through my Twitter profile, there's a couple of podcasts I put up there. And if you internet search jnoonefreedomsphoenix.com, there's about 25 podcasts I've done with Ernie over the past few years. And I've done, and actually, I got a whole bunch of other podcasts I've been doing with some other guys. I just need to sort of put them all on a spot, I guess, on my website with these podcasts, because I've probably done 100 now in the past few years.
Yeah, because I heard you bring it up before, and I went searching, like, even on Yandex or whatever, and couldn't find it within 5 minutes easily enough.
There's a guy, he does podcast. I'm on the 9th episode. It's called Jab Rehab, or After the Jab. Darn it, I got to get that right. But anyways, Sean Allman is his name. They're part of the he's part of the iHeal Collective, and they do a really good job with their production. That was one I just did. I just did one with Ernie Hancock. I did another one that I've actually done about 5 podcasts in the past 4 weeks. So,
have you posted anywhere your Alt Expo speech?
I haven't. Actually, the audio is horrible on that. You can't see anything. So I'm going to do that presentation. I'm going to do it a little differently, and I'm going to put that up on YouTube. I do have a YouTube channel, Jay Noon, and a bunch of numbers. I mean, but most of that is just Most of my videos are from like 10 years ago when I was farming. They're basically videos I made for my nephews while I was out in Colorado working on the, you know, the big crop production farm. And then some of them are, you know, are some newer videos.
Is that all you had for us today, Eric?
Well, I will say that if you're trying to just find Jane Yoon on the internet, that one of the first guys that shows up is like a physician assistant and a he's also a commercial fisherman.
Yeah, that's not me.
A lot of fish picks.
But jaynoon.com is my website, J-A-Y-N-O-O-N-E. I'm there.
Well, thanks so much for the call, Eric. David in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? You have only like a minute.
Yo, Bonnie, it's your boy. I mean, your dad. I mean, your baby daddy.
Ew.
Beaver.
Ew.
Yeah. Well, I know you don't have one of those, so.
Yeah.
You know, hey. So, yeah. And I called to talk. Oh, I was a tiny tyrant tonight.
Me? Good. You have started good. Something so annoying. Now that's just what Colin calls me.
The tiny tyrant.
What about Minnie Mouse? Did he forget about Minnie Mouse?
No, he loves that one too.
And like,
all because I hung up on you once. It's all because I hung up on you about the horse question, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm calling about horses tonight. So,
horses or horses?
Well, she won't let me talk about horses, so I'm calling about horses. You know, hey, you know any good ones, Bonnie?
No.
You know, a good horse? Could be a good whore? No? Okay.
No.
Do you know how to make a hormone?
Don't pay her, dude.
Tell her he won't pay her.
Never done that. You got to pay those horses good.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
So is that really what you called into talk radio for, David?
No. I got way more, but you got no time because Jay talks too much.
He was on a roll.
Just kidding, Jay. Just kidding, Jay. Jay, you do good. I'm just kidding. I'm just, you know, see, Jay can take it. Jay's a man. Jay's a real man. He can take it. And Mark.
I'm not a real man.
You're not a real man. You're one of them, the transition from one thing to the other, right?
No.
No? Oh, I'm sorry about that. I thought, oh, wait, that's
you didn't
Arya.
Think that.
Arya.
Oh, I was like, you did not think that. This has been
good
Free
night,
Talk.
David. The clock waits for no one.
This has been Free Talk Live, freetalklive.com, jaynoon.com as well, since people are asking if you want to find more from us. Thank you for listening, and we'll be on every other night of the week. So just catch us there at freetalklive.com. Peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.